Islamic militants are preventing more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area still held by the extremist group in a village in eastern Syria. That's according to a spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq would mark the end of a devastating four-year global campaign to end the extremist group's so-called caliphate. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday accused the U.S. administration of being obsessed with the regime change in his country.
I think the United States administration is not doing anything but regime change. Only regime change. It wouldn't have withdrawn from JCPOA the way it withdrew from JCPOA had it not had the illusion that there would be regime change within a month.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the Trump administration had been listening to the wrong folks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the conference Saturday, strongly criticizing European allies for their stance on Iran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
China repeatedly was singled out by the vice president as a threat to the United States and its allies as well. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert on Saturday says she has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December he was picking Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley stepped down. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will meet with Russian